الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, dear brothers and sisters, حياكم الله to this session of رياض الصالحين. And we are still with the chapter of صبر, patience. And we are with the hadith number 43 on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, who said, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدِهِ خَيْرًا عَجَّلَ لَهُ الْعُقُوبَةَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِذَا أَرَادَ بِعَبْدِهِ الشَّرَّ أَمْسَكَ عَنْهُ بِذَنْبِهِ حَتَّى يُوَافِي بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. This hadith is reported by Tirmidhi, who said it is good and authentic. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إذا أراد الله بعبده خيرا, and it means if Allah تعالى wills His servant a goodness, عجل له العقوبة في الدنيا. عجل له العقوبة في الدنيا. الله تعالى then brings him or punishes him in this life world for the sins that he committed. If he is not abun shirk, nor that he is abun bid'ah. If it is only the sin, whatsoever sin, if Allah Ta'ala wills him good, He will hurry the punishment for him in this world. It means that He does not save it for him until he comes in the day in the hereafter with a lot of sins. But He punishes him in this world for these sins. What is the punishment in this world? It's the illnesses, the pain, the sadness. As the Prophet ﷺ said, even the thorn that hits or stings a person, this is part of the punishment of the sins that you commit. Of the sins that you commit. So, whatsoever you suffer of, you must know that this is because of your sins. As Allah Ta'ala said, مَا أَصَابَ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Whatever occurs to you from the crisis or whatever sad and cause you sadness, then this is because of what you earn by your hand. This is what you earn by your hands. And Allah Ta'ala forgives more than what He punishes. Allah Ta'ala forgives more than what He punishes or counters against the slave. So if you are a worshipper, if you are a good worshipper, and you still suffer pains, illnesses, diseases, loss of property, loss of wealth, loss of family members, loss of friends, you got to know that this is because of sins you made, sins you committed. This is because of that. Even when you have your car broken or your neighbor bothers you, or your supervisor bothers you and oppress you, believe me, this is because of a sin that you committed. It doesn't come from nothing. But I tell you, this is a glad tidings, because it means that Allah Ta'ala is erasing these sins, removing them from your record. No accountability for them because you've been punished for it. You've been punished for it. So what do you need then to do? If you know this fact, what do you need to do? You need to be patient whenever you suffer of anything. You need to be patient. And you need to be pleased with Allah. You don't object the destiny of Allah. You don't ask Allah, why you do this with me while I'm worshipping you. You don't. Some way of objection, you see a person practicing, wearing beard, wearing short clothes, and going regularly to the masjid, and suddenly he stopped all this. You know that this person is not pleased with Allah. This person is not pleased with Allah. Because he did not continue upon the obedience. He left it. And maybe it is because of something happened to him. Pain, loss of something valuable. So he stopped all that. And that's wrong. We have to continue and be more worshipper. And show Allah Ta'ala of our obedience more and more. More and more. And when you look to the biography of the prophets, the like of Yaqub alayhi salam, the like of Ayyub alayhi salam, the like of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the like of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will get shocked and amazed of the amount of pain that they suffered from, whether body pains or the soul pains that comes from the reaction of others. As for example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam suffered of both body pains and the soul pains. Soul pains, his uncle Abu Lahab used to always walk behind him. He left all of his business. He doesn't go to his business. He freed himself just to walk behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? To guard him? No. Not to guard him, but to demote him. To dispraise him. So when stranger people come to Mecca, he warned them. He is Majnoon, he is magician, he is this, you know, he is liar. Now when somebody says this about you, while you are free of that, you feel so sorry for this man saying that about you. Guess what, if it is your uncle, what pain you are going to suffer of. And look, this is the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the soul pain. And body pain, they thrown him with stones. They stoned him to bleed his ankles. They brought him in a prison, him and everybody who supports him, from Muslims or Kuffar, in between two mountains, that place called Sha'b Abi Talib. And they had them there jailed for 3 years. And they wrote a pledge hung in the Kaaba, signed by every member of Quraysh, no one to help Muhammad or those people there in between the mountains. No food, no drinks, no milk, nothing. But he was patient, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For no sin he committed, to our knowledge, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we never know any sin that he committed. Again, when he wanted to leave Mecca for them and migrate, they encouraged people to kill him. And they said, whoever bring him alive or dead, will have a price of 100 head of camels. And Arabs die for camels. If you tell an Arab, you walk from here to Medina and get one camel, he'll do it. They love camels. They love camels. Guess what, when it is 100 heads of camels? And not only that, they followed him to Medina and they broke his head. They broke his teeth in Uhud. And they had they cooperated with the Jew and hypocrites to kill Muhammad and his people in Medina, as in the Battle of Al-Khandaq. And they came all the way from Mecca to Medina and surrounded Medina, and they were from outside, Jew and hypocrites from the inside. Now all this, and Rasulullah is patient. How we prove that he was patient? This was, Uhud was in the second year of Hijrah. Al-Khandaq was in the third year of Hijrah. On the fifth year of Hijrah, he decided to go for Umrah. Him and 1,300 Sahaba with him. When they were in Hudaybiyah, Quraysh stopped them. They said, no, you cannot come in. You have to go back to Medina. Not by plane. It's a very difficult journey. Yet Rasulullah ﷺ accepted. And he had written the agreement with them that next year we come back for Umrah. Umar ibn Khattab was very nervous. Why? We are here. Only a few miles from Mecca. We go back and come back next year. Rasulullah ﷺ said to him, be patient, and this is a victory. After 2 years from that incident, Rasulullah ﷺ came to conquer Mecca. And Mecca was the only town ever known conquered with no drop of blood, with no fights, although it was the harshest city against Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah Ta'ala opened it for him by the patience. And when he entered it, he was putting his head down as a form of humility for his Lord Allah. And while he was getting in, he hears someone saying, Al-Yawma Yawmul Malhama. He looked at him and said, no, you know what does that mean? It says, today is the day in which the flesh is going to be cut in pieces. Meaning we are going to kill them. The Prophet ﷺ looked at him and said, no. No, it is not as you say. Al-Yawma Yawmul Marhama. Today is the day of mercy. We're not coming here to kill. Look at this patient. They bleeded him. They thrown the dirt over his back while he was prostrating by the Kaaba. They torched his people to death. They even chased him when he was leaving to Medina. They chased him even in Medina. They did all this. But he was so merciful with them. Patience. Patience. Today we only know the language of revenge. Even from our families, from our children, from our parents, from our... Only revenge. No patience. No forgiveness. No mercy. Which is very bad. Very bad. That's why Imams like An-Nawawi, he compiled this book, and he held this long chapter called Patience for us to learn and exercise patience and train ourselves how to be patient. So we have to be patient. We have to be patient. And even when Rasulullah ﷺ arrested the kuffar in Mecca, he gathered them all and he said to them, "What do you think now I'm going to do with you after all what you did to me?" They said, "Ya Rasulullah." They said, "Ya Muhammad." They never said that. "Ya Muhammad, you are a kind brother and a kind nephew." He said, "Go, you are free." He even did not say, "You say la ilaha illallah, I'll let you go." He even did not make any condition. Just like that, you go, you are free. Is there any patience like that today? I doubt. So we have to be patient. So, and then Rasulullah said, وَإِذَا أَرَادَ بِعَبْدِي الشَّرَّ أَمْسَكَ عَنْهُ بِذَنْبِي حَتَّى يُوَافِيَ بِيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. But if Allah Ta'ala wills his servant, his slave, an evil or a bad, meaning evil or a bad, and he earns his evil, he earns it for him. He saves it for him. It does not mean that Allah, yani, there is any evil come from him. Although he is the one who created evil and goodness, everything. But evil doesn't come from Allah. Evil comes from ourselves. We are the one who choose to do the evil and to be evil. And this means that Allah to punish you in this world by pains, by, and that's why many people think that whoever is always sick, this man is miskeen. Allah doesn't like him. Allah, you are miskeen. You are miskeen, taking all kind of medicine and eating all types of good fruits and vegetables, going to the gym and this and that, always willing not to have any illness or sickness, or, and the one who is time to time sick, he looks at him, "Oh, look to this miskeen." No, he's miskeen, but you are miskeen more. You are more miskeen than him, because you both made yani commit sins. He is now receiving the punishment for it. You think you are bitter because you don't suffer of anything. But you don't suffer because Allah Ta'ala is saving it for you. For that, on the day of resurrection, you're going to see the severe punishment. The easiest punishment in the day of resurrection, you know what? Slippers from fire. Once you put them on your feet, once you put your feet on, your brain boils. Like that, automatically, like electricity. From the high heat in it. So, to get the punishment today by toothache, by headache, by stomachache, by backache, by whatache is much better. Wallah, even cancer. It's much easier than these two slivers of fire. Much easier. So we need to be patient. We see some people always complaining against Allah. They know or they don't. They complain. "Oh, I'm always sick. I'm always poor. I'm always this." He said, "Alhamdulillah. Allah choosing you. Allah selected you." As in the hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "أشد الناس بلاء الأنبياء ثم الأمثل فالأمثل." The most difficult trials and tests is given to the prophets because they have the highest amount of iman. And then the trials and the tests get lesser as per your iman. If you have weak iman, you are not going to have hard test. You fail. And Allah is all wise, all just. All wise, all just. Yani imagine now, if one of us is treated like Ibrahim alayhi salam. His people took him and throw him with a big swing. Throw him into a fire that they used to put it on for 1 month, bringing wood from everywhere. Imagine how hot it is. But Ibrahim was patient. Today, if somebody does this to us, are we going to be patient? Imagine if you are put on the same test of Ayyub alayhi salam. He was rich. Allah made him poor. He had children. Allah took his children in front of his eye. Like one. He was healthy. Allah made him sick. But he was patient. Today, do we have this kind of patience? I really doubt it. Look to the trail that Yaqub was put on. His children took his child. No one else, it's not the enemies. His children took his child, Yusuf, and they throw him in the well. They make him disappear. And they came with a lie, saying that the wolf attacked him. Yaqub didn't believe it. And he said, your soul told you to do something wrong, but Allah will bring it for me. Later on, his other child, he cried and cried and cried until he lost his sight, become blind. But he was patient. He was always saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Just that. So as this perfect patience and perfect iman, Allah returned his both children for him, his both sons for him. Allah did not return him back to him in the desert, because Yaqub and his children were living in the desert of Sina. But Allah made them all to come to the new high authority of Egypt, Yusuf alayhi salam. The child which was lost. For his patience and for his father's patience, Allah Ta'ala gave them this. He became very high authority in Egypt. And the like of all the prophets. So we need to be patient, ikhwan. And we need to understand something. Whatever wrong happened to us, it is because a sin that we committed. And as long as a wrong action or saying you do is gone with a toothache, a headache, a backache, you are lucky. But if you continue doing the wrong and you are very healthy and safe and rich and happy, and believe me, you are in trouble. Believe me, you are in trouble. As if Allah takes you once, it will be, that's it. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those of patience and increase our iman and forgive our sins. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.